All right. Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 27. Proverbs 27. I'd like to deal with one verse, verse 12. Proverbs 27 and verse 12. The scripture declares that a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. It's obviously a blessing to be able to hear the truth from God's Word concerning the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only to hear the truth, but to hear that truth repeated. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1, he says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice," that is, delight, be delighted, "in the Lord. To write the same things to you," that means over and over, to write the same, for me to say the same things to you over and over. He said, "To me indeed is not grievous," it's not irksome, it's not sluggish, slothful, or backward, is what that means. He said, "But to you, it's safe." That is, it's suited to confirm in our hearts what God has said. It's good to hear it repeated. Now, when we hear the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ repeated, there's a blessed reminder of the only hope that we have is in not ourselves and what we've done. Not by works of righteousness we've done, but it's a blessed reminder of our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're constantly exposed to spiritual dangers. War, we don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And we need a guard. We need a guard of safety, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, loins girt about with truth. We need safety. And we need safety from false preachers, worldly presumption. We need, self-righteousness. We need to guard, be guarded against that. And the scripture sets forth according to what Paul just said. He said, "For me to say the same thing, write the same things to you." He said, "It's not grievous to me. You are safe." Now, I just read a passage of Scripture, Proverbs 27, verse 12. "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." Now, hold your finger right there. Turn back to Proverbs 22, verse 3. Proverbs 22 and verse 3. Now let's read Proverbs 22, verse 3. Just read Proverbs 27, verse 12. Listen to what Proverbs 22, 3 says. "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." What did he say? He said the same thing. He said the same exact thing. You know, obviously, we need to hear that verse of Scripture for the Spirit of God to write it, as He's done often, we found, in the book of Proverbs. For Him to write it twice, obviously we need to hear it. A prudent man. That is, a man, and that word prudent, often in the Scriptures, is used in a bad sense. It means shrewd, it means crafty, but that same word also can mean sensible and cautious, depending on how the Spirit of God is pleased to use it. In Proverbs, hold your place in Proverbs 27. Just turn back to Proverbs 12, 16. I want to show you something. Proverbs 12, 16. Now, you take in the context of how a scripture is written. Proverbs 12, 16. Now, you talk about the devil was more subtle. You know, okay, that can be the same word, prudent. But here in Proverbs 12, 16, look at this. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. Look at chapter 13, Proverbs 13, verse 16. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. So the word prudent in the scripture we're dealing with today is a word that's talking about being sensible, having some knowledge, some spiritual knowledge of that. A prudent man, the scripture says back in Proverbs 27:12, foreseeth the evil. I was going over my notes this morning and I was thinking to myself, that word, foreseeth. He sees something that not only now, but shall be. He foreseeth. He foreseeth, he sees, and he's made to see with new eyes, spiritual eyes, eyes of understanding, by the grace of God. The seeing eye and the hearing ear. That seeing eye and hearing ear of God's grace, that's given. By nature, we don't see. We don't hear. Why? Dead. Dead. Remember? And the day you eat thereof, you're going to die. Dead men, dead women, don't see. They don't hear. Well, they see with these eyes and they hear with these ears, but not the eye of the heart, the ear of the heart. They don't. They don't see. But the prudent man, one made sensible, one that by the grace of Almighty God has been made to be cautious. Now you watch an animal. The scriptures bears out that even animals hold your place. Turn with me to Jeremiah 8:4. Jeremiah 8:4. Even an animal. You watch an animal. You know they're prudent. They're cautious. Jeremiah 8, verse 4 to 7 says, "Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord, Shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit, they refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, What have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord." What he's saying is this, animals have the instinct to be cautious. Cautious, watch it. When I was a kid, I'd catch poison ivy so bad, it was horrible, horrible. I mean, just eat up with it. Have to go get shots and stuff. Those of you that have had poison ivy, poison oak, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not allergic to it, good for you. I'm glad for you. I envy you. But buddy, I'd get it. It would just eat me up. About 2 weeks, I'd go hunting. You know what I'm watching for? Poison ivy. I'm watching. I'm looking. If I see poison ivy going up a tree, I walk around big time. Animals are like that. They watch. They're cautious. If you've made to experience something, you're cautious. A prudent man. A prudent man. He foreseeth the evil. He foreseeth it. He knows something. He's got spiritual vision to be able to perceive something of the presence and the evil of sin, that which is contrary to all that's holy and right and good, not only in the world around it, but right here. Hold your place and turn with me to Romans chapter 7. A prudent man foreseeth the evil. I mean, I can look around right now and let me ask you something. Is this world eaten up with evil? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, turn the television on. Go into Fairmont. It's everywhere. But Romans chapter 7, verse 15. The Apostle Paul says, "For that which I do, I allow, or I know not." I don't know why I do that. Why do I open my mouth when I should just shut up? "That which I do, I allow not, for what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it's good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." I can't. There's an old man in me, as an old man, every one of you that know him, know the Lord, there's an old man still there. Job said, "I loathe myself. I hate myself." There's a new man and an old man. There's a battle going on here. There's a struggle. There's a striving. And it's what is Paul the Apostle said, it's sin that dwelleth in me, that in my flesh that dwelleth no good thing. A prudent man sees the craftiness of Satan's deception kind on how God saves a sinner. Is it by the works of the law? Or is it by grace of God? Is it by something I do, or is it something that God's done? He sees that. A prudent man sees the evil of the lies that's being told on God. He sees that atonement for sin. What does that mean? Covering. Putting away. Is it by a man's free will actions, or is it by the blood of Christ? Which is it? A prudent man sees the evil. And he sees that it's not, Titus 3:5, by works of righteousness which we have done. Now think about it. What did you say? He said it's not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. A prudent man sees the curse of the law because of sin. He sees that God is just, and wherever sin is found, the law demands justice. What are the wages of sin? Death. How about any compromise? No. Either the Lord's put away my sin, paid my debt by the shedding of His precious blood for me, or I have no hope. A prudent man sees that. He sees that. Therefore, the prudent man who foreseeth the evil, who knows that without an acceptable refuge with Almighty God, there's no hope. I have no hope. So what does he do? The Scripture says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Hideth himself. But now, not as Adam and Eve tried to do, hide from God. That's what they did. The moment Adam ate of that fruit, both of their eyes were opened, and they knew. What they knew? I'm naked before God. I have no righteousness before God. I've sinned against God. I disobeyed Him. I disobeyed God. And what He did, they tried to cover themselves, fig leaves, and tried to hide from God. But the same thing that'll happen, hold your place, turn with me to Revelation 6. They're going to try to hide from God. Revelation chapter 6, verses 15 to 17. Listen to this. Now this is either in the hour of an unbeliever's death or in the day of judgment. Both. But listen. A man or woman without Christ, they leave this world. And I'm telling you, this is the attitude right here. Revelation 6, 15 to 17. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, every free man hid themselves in the dens, in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Leave this world without God? Without the substitute? Without a mediator before God? No hope. None. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but not from God. Who shall stand? Who shall stand? But rather the prudent man, by the grace of God, foresees the evil and knows the only place of safety is found in God. In Him. A prudent man by faith, knowing his need of divine rescue, he flies in his heart. Now here's an amazing thing. The Scripture says, by nature, no man seeketh after God. No man seeks after God. You know why I've said this so many times? You know why places where God's free and sovereign grace in the Lord Jesus Christ is being proclaimed by God's grace? You know why it's not standing room only and people standing out in the parking lots just trying to hear something? You know why that's not true? Because no man by nature needs rescue. I'm not a sinner. I don't need salvation. It doesn't matter. I think to myself, I know something of myself. I think growing up, I mean, my need of salvation, that didn't matter to me. I mean, I went to church, you know, because my mom and daddy wanted me to. And I mean, but I don't need God. I mean, I guess it's good if you want to, you know, just have Him and say, yeah, I'm a member of so-and-so. But I mean, in my heart, bare, I didn't need Him. But a prudent man, made so by the grace of God. Almighty God comes to him and removes a heart of stone. And gives him a heart of flesh. Writes on that new heart the law of God. He loves it, but he realizes he can't keep. I can't keep the law of God. When I see something of the evil by the grace of God, now when I see it, He hideth himself. Not from the Lord, but to the Lord. He runs to Him. Cast him, made willing in the day of God's power, something he didn't even want to do before. He cast himself upon the mercy of God. He sees the city of refuge himself, the cleft of the rock, fig leaf salvation. Fig leaf salvation. Who provided the fig leaves for Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve. Let's get us some fig leaves. Cover ourselves. Cover ourselves before God. What'd God do? He took the skins of an animal. He showed that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. God covered them. Fig leaf salvation will never stand before the judgment and justice of God. I need safety. I need safety. I can't depend on myself. I can't satisfy God. I can't satisfy God's law. I can't satisfy God for justice. I can't without death. I need Him. I need the one who has borne the storm of divine wrath on my behalf when He died, that He died for me, put away my guilt. Is there one? Is there one? Yes. In closing, turn with me to Isaiah 32. Isaiah chapter 32. Isaiah 32, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 32, 1 and 2. 1 and 2. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment, and a man shall be as a hiding place, the man Christ Jesus. Not a man born in Adam, no, but the man, the God-man, mediator. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. I need for the Lord to save me. I need Him to rescue me. I need to be as a brand plucked out of the fire. I need for God Almighty, the hiding place Himself, the refuge Himself. Well, I'm saying, turn with me to Isaiah 28. I need Him to do something for me that I cannot do for myself. Scripture says in Isaiah 28, verse 16 to 18, therefore, Isaiah 28, 16, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Boy, I tell you what, you know, every prudent man, boy, he sees those words, I need a sure foundation. A sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. That is, he that believeth shall not be moved away in the day of trouble. Not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. This is going to be the standard by which every man, every woman stands before God. They're going to have to measure up to this. You're going to have to measure up to the judgment of God, to the righteousness of God. That's going to be the standard. And if I'm left to myself to measure up to God's standard, I'm telling you, I know right now, I'm going to die. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place, and your covenant with death. Meaning I've settled this thing with death. I've got Dale and hell and death. I've got that all covered. You know, I did this. I did that. I. Your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand when the overflowing scourge shall pass through. Then you shall be trodden down by it. The Scripture says, Proverbs 27, verse 12, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on. Pass over. That's what that means. Pass over. The simple pass on and are punished. Like that simple man over in Proverbs chapter 7. The woman of the night, picture of all false religion. She saw him, lured him. Come, the good man's gone. Come, let's take our time, loves. And he said, it wasn't until a dart went through his heart and he perished. That's when he knew. He knew. I need a hiding place. The prudent seeth. The prudent man seeth the evil and hideth himself. Finds his hope, security only in Christ. Man by nature has no perception. No perception of sin. No perception of the surety of God's judgment. And left to his own heart of unbelief, continues in his present life without a care, without a concern for standing before God. I think how often I'm going to stand before God. I'm going to stand before God. And in that day, David, I got one hope. One hope. If I'm found in Him, if I'm found in Christ, I have life. I have life. If I stand in me and what I've done, if I stand in anything that I've done, I'm right because I did this. I'm right because I have faith. I'm right because I was baptized. I have right because I walked down the aisle. I have right because, I'm telling you, I'm standing in myself. Not that there's anything wrong being baptized. He that believeth and is baptized. He that calls on the Lord, call upon the Lord. Come unto me, all ye that labor, heavy laden. But don't trust. Don't trust in your faith. You trust in Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith. You know it by faith. Faith is given. It's given unto you to believe. God's people are saved by the grace of God. And God gives them a heart to believe it. And they call upon Him. And they realize, God saved me. Then He told me about it. That's salvation. A prudent man. A prudent man. He foreseeth the evil. And he hideth himself. But the simple, they pass on and are punished. I pray God bless this to our hearts for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and for our eternal good. Amen. All right.